रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 24. रामा प्रिपेयर्स हिमसेल्फ. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. रामा नोटेड द इविल ओमेंस दैट बिफेल द राक्षसास एंड सेड, Lakshmana, these betoken misery to men and fear to all beings, not to speak of the annihilation of the Rakshasas. Behold, yon fearful clouds, ashen in hue like donkeys, sail aloft in the skies in circles, raining torrents of blood to the accompaniment of thunder and lightning. And mark you the auspicious signs that forerun our victory over the Rakshasas. My huge bow, chased with gold, quivers in impatience, as it were, eagerly expectant as myself of the approaching battle. The arrows emit angry smoke. The cries of these birds tell us that there draws near us some mighty fear or terrible danger to us. The constant twitching of my right arm indicates some terrible battle close upon us. Victory is ours therein, and our foes shall not triumph. Your face is radiant beyond expression. That is another sign of success. The dim, lackluster faces of those that proceed to battle foretell the shortening of their span of life. The shouts and war cries of the Rakshasas and the dull thunder of their war drums are drawing near us. The wise man and prudent ever reads the future danger by significant signs and provides against it. So, stay in yon mountain cave, concealed by thick foliage and armed to the teeth, watch over the safety of Sita. I know full well your eagerness to meet the Rakshasas in battle. A mighty warrior you are, and valiant, and these have the hallmark of fate upon them. Yet, I have passed my word to the rishis that I would slay them. Gainsay me not. By my feet, I adjure you, delay not. Accordingly, Lakshmana armed himself and withdrew into the cave along with Sita. It pleased Rama mightily that his brother was a soul of perfect loyalty and obedience, and he donned his armor. Like a smokeless flame on a dark night, shone he in his divine armor of fiery refulgence. He prepared his bow and arrows, shook the affrighted quarters with the twang of his bow, and calmly awaited the arrival of his foes. Devas, Gandharvas, Siddhas, Charanas, Devarishis and Brahmarishis in the worlds above and below came down to witness the terrible battle and said to one another, All good betide cows, brahmanas and those that ever desire the welfare of beings. May Raghuvira destroy these practices, even as Mahavishnu consumed of yore the asuras with his flaming chakra. All beings trembled in mighty fear at the sight of Rama as he stood on the field of battle, shining in his luster like the lord of time. No one dared to lift his eyes to him as he stood there in unparalleled splendor, even as Rudra when he starts on the day of dissolution to accomplish his dread task of withdrawing into himself the whole universe. By this time the Rakshasa hosts drew near. A fearful sight it was as it marched, like the stormy ocean that foams and roars, and the lords of day and night call her to their side, their hideous armor, weapons, banners, and instruments of martial music. Some roared like lions, some boasted to one another that Rama and Lakshmana were but poor meat for them. Some bent their bows and shook the quarters with the noise of their twang. Some stretched themselves and cracked their joints in idle languor that follows upon immense strength when it rusts out of inaction. Some sent continual grunts and humps, some sounded drums and other warlike instruments. All these rose in one mighty volume of sound from the woods and put to flight the beasts and the birds therein. They fled to where those frightful sounds fell not on the ears, and never turned to look at their former haunts. At the sight of the hosts of Kara drawing towards him with mighty speed like the ocean that had burst its bounds, Raghuvira cast his eyes all around, grasped his bow, drew out the shaft from the quiver, and the soul of compassion that he was, invested himself with a consuming wrath only to destroy those that seek to harm his flock. Nay, the very spirits of the forests ran away from their immemorial haunts in unspeakable fear, unable to raise their eyes to where stood Raghuvira in the splendor of his wrath, even as the fire of universal dissolution. More like Rudra shone he when he started to destroy the sacrifice of Daksha, the foolish and haughty. Then as the Rakshasa forces face the solitary warrior in the pride of the countless weapons, fiery armors, ornaments and banners, it presented the appearance of dun clouds spread over the sky against the morning sun. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunabdiye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.